Day 7, Trinity. Welcome to Day 7. It is Day 7, and I'm proud of you for accomplishing what you have so far. The Trinity is a component of our faith that is very complex and profound, making it difficult to fully grasp and understand. Although there is an element of mystery to it, I think what is below will provide some clarity for us, along with the video I have attached at the end of this section. Remember, there are elements of our faith that we must take by faith, and there are mysteries of God that we will never fully comprehend. And that is okay. It keeps us dependent on the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Reflect. Why do you think God allows mysteries within our faith, and what is the best way to respond when we don't understand? Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, and Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. Write in the workbook. Trinity analogies. There have been several analogies or metaphors used throughout history to help people understand the nature of the Trinity. It's important to note that while there are many analogies to help explain the Trinity, many lack sufficient connections to understand it in its entirety. Instead of attempting to provide an analogy, I pray that these visual illustrations might help you better grasp the concept of the Trinity. Please see Figure 8, which illustrates the Triquetra, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and God. Please also see Figure 9, which shows the shield of the Trinity. Where do we find the Trinity in Scripture? Read Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. This verse is great at showing us the Trinity. The Father is represented in voice. Jesus is physically there. And lastly, the Holy Spirit is represented as the dove. Read Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. This verse is Jesus himself identifying all three persons of the Trinity. Read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Finally, we see the statement from God that he is making humans in our image, which points to the Trinity. This means before the foundations of the world, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit existed. Reflect. Since the word Trinity never appears in Scripture, how do we know the word Trinity is biblical? Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, and Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Write in the workbook. What are some of the distinct roles within the Trinity? Remember, since God is triune, there are many roles that they share. Example, creation. However, this is not an exhaustive list. God the Father, Heavenly Father who loves and cares for his children, wants all to come to repentance. John chapter 3, verse 16, Psalm chapter 103, verse 13, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Oversees and sustains the universe. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. He sets forth standards of righteousness and is a just God who holds people accountable to his standards. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22, Romans chapter 2, verse 5, Psalm chapter 119, verses 137 and 138, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, Acts chapter 17, verse 31, and Romans chapter 14, verse 12. God the Son, Savior of humanity who died on the cross for the sins of the world. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Mediator between God and humanity. He is the only way to be reconciled to a relationship with God the Father. John chapter 14, verse 6, Romans chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. Teacher and example of how to live a righteous and loving life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, John chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Jesus is appointed as judge by the Father, in which he carries out judgment. John chapter 5, verse 27, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, God the Holy Spirit empowers and guides believers, providing spiritual gifts and guidance. John chapter 14, verse 26, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. Revealer of truth and interpreter of Scripture and draws us to repentance. John chapter 16, verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, and John chapter 16, verse 8. Comforter and encourager who brings peace and joy to believers. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Is the Trinity three different gods or just one? The Christian faith sees the Trinity as one God. This is best understood as three persons, but one being, meaning we hold to a monotheistic belief. We see that the Bible teaches that there is only one God. Let's break this down. Being is defined as what you are. For example, I am a human being. Person is defined as who you are. For example, I am Roger. That is my person. I am unique in my person. There are no others like me on this earth. As humans, we are one being with one person. God is one being with three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. In summary, Christians believe in one God who eternally exists as three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-equal and co-eternal. Reflect. How would you explain the Trinity to someone? Write in the workbook. What does Scripture say about God being one? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, English Standard Version. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, English Standard Version. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. A great theological term to learn is monotheism. Theological term, monotheism. The belief that there is only one God. Reflect. What word means that we believe in one God? Where does Scripture show us that God is one, not three different gods? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Write in the workbook. Bonus help. This is a great video by Nabil Qureshi that is a great resource on going deeper within this topic. Please find the link for Nabil Qureshi and the Trinity on the webpage. Reflect. What are the four core areas of after salvation? Hint RCMC, write in the workbook. Verse of the day. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.